guys, and welcome to the Safe Haven, where I will be introducing one of my friends today, and we will be talking about acting and our childhood and like theater stuff, and as well as some, we touch on D&D once in a blue moon, but give him a warm welcome for me. See you guys soon. Welcome back to Your Safe Haven, and I'm going to introduce my friend, Brandon.
Hi there.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Brandon?
I go to Wellington Secondary. I'm in grade 12, and I love theater.
And? Yeah. What about theater do you like?
I like the drive that people have for such a complex thing. I've been in many productions with a lot of great friends over the past couple years I've been in high school. So, it's really fun.
Because of the whole COVID thing, you guys were cut off from one of your productions. Can you tell me a little bit about that production?
It's called Yearbook. It was made after the events of the Columbine shooting in 1999. So the play is supposed to be about the better side of high school, basically bringing out like the good in people. So it follows these four people, Susan, Beth, Jack, and Eric, just talking about the yearbook itself and going back into the yearbook and looking at all like the different events. So you had a basketball game with a kid named Tim that they look back on. You have a scene named Lucky Locker, where this guy asks out a girl to the homecoming dance, and many more.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I got to watch and be part of a little bit for when someone was out, and I automatically was one of the people they looked at, and they were like, hey, why don't you step in for so-and-so for this moment?
Yeah.
It's funny, because I wasn't even part of that play.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were working really hard on that.
Yeah, we were supposed to have the first show, actually, a few days ago.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's been a fun time looking at the days go by on where we could have been doing it. Yeah, the cast that was in it, we were all getting everything together, and as soon as spring break happened, this whole pandemic kind of rolled around, and we haven't been back to school since.
Yeah, do you think because they've just started opening up everything and they plan on having people coming in, do you think they'll try to do or like continue the play, or do you think they'll just not because of the whole social distance aspect?
Well, I'm really hoping, because it is my final year, and for most that are in it, it's our final year. So I'm hoping that we can do it, because we're supposed to be basically given the torch to the next generation, right? And this is with this whole thing, it's just sad that we didn't get to do that.
But we
have an entire month to do it. So I think if there was that option, I would bust like the door down to do it.
Do you plan on continuing like your acting career further into university?
Oh yeah, I actually got accepted into the theater program at VIU.
Nice, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm following the footsteps of my sister. So I have like a little competition going with her.
You make the first?
To do better than her. So when I got up to high school, she was basically just graduating.
Yeah.
So she already knew the teacher that runs the drama department at the school. And when I got up there in grade 8, I was very, very shy. Didn't know what I was gonna do. Cause I was more into sports than theater. But when that got brought up, actually, she did a performance, and it was Wizard of Oz.
I do remember watching that.
Yes, and it was very good. I watched it, and I immediately wanted to go into it because how much fun she had.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been competing with her to get a better grade, become a better actor than her, and it's like a sibling rivalry.
Have you been keeping up your rivalry? Have you been going out of your way to make sure that you win?
Oh yeah, I've definitely won at this point, but she is a few years older than me, so she's gonna have the freedom to I guess get a job for
acting.
So I'm a little bit behind her, but I've definitely made a bigger appearance in high school than she did.
Yeah, and you're keeping up. That's what matters most, right?
Yeah. She didn't get to do Alice in Wonderland, so she missed out.
That is true. You guys did do Alice in Wonderland. I've heard lots about that.
Oh, the stories.
Yes, the stories.
Where shall I start?
How about not from the beginning, because...
No, yeah. So I'll just go into who I was, I guess, in the...
Yeah.
So, just a quick recap. We did a play called, it was basically Alice in Wonderland, but we called it Follow That Rabbit, The Wonderland Story. And we did it at Wellington Secondary, and I landed the role of the March Hare. When we first got the script, the only person that I wanted to go for was the March Hare.
Really?
Yeah. I could have gone for Tweedledee or Tweedledum, but it didn't really fit, you know?
Yeah.
And couldn't see myself going as one of those. So I auditioned for the March Hare and ended up getting it.
You definitely did a awesome job as the March Hare.
Thank you. I took a lot of my like actions and whatnot from, I guess, the 1951 like March Hare.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, I'm blanking. Jerry Colonna.
Yes.
Was the original one, I believe.
I'm not too sure. I'm not big into names.
So what he did, he put on a voice because he was, I believe he was Russian. So a Russian March Hare wouldn't really look too good, you know?
Oh, that would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
That would have been great.
But I guess back then, the person who actually like directed it and whatnot didn't want him to do his normal voice, so he put on a high-pitched voice.
Yes.
And, me being me, I wanted to kind of reenact that. So I kind of took some of his lines that he did in the play and kind of, I guess, rehearsed with that. And then I got this god-awful voice.
Yes, I agree, it was.
That I am now known for after that.
It was quite an interesting voice, that's for sure.
Anybody looking towards that, like when we finished the show, everybody was like, okay, who did that? Who was that kid? So I kind of just embraced the voice, and I kind of kept doing it, and everybody around me kind of got annoyed. I haven't done it since.
I think it would be a great voice to bring into some of our D&D games.
Oh my! Yeah. Oh, I don't. I think one of them will probably just strangle me.
Yeah, probably. I think everyone was part of the, or everyone else was part of the Alice in Wonderland play at that time. So
yeah, play D&D with. Yeah. But that was one of the best performances, I guess. That happened at Wellington.
Oof.
Not, if I'm not wrong.
Oof. Not even our beautiful Nerdfest plays.
Okay, that's up there as well.
I was gonna say, you weren't even there for some of them.
we should definitely get a trophy for the generation that we did.
Yes.
We should go down in legacy for that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there'll be many more to come, and many more that will be just as good and better.
Oh yeah, but they have to live up to what we did. You know? You can't go around not wishing you didn't see the fat tummy drummer.
Oh.
On stage.
That's definitely going to be a Nerdfest classic. Same with one of the ones that I was part of. Actually, I stage directed Twitch. You guys missed out on that, that's for sure. Yeah. That was a hilarious one. I'm going to have to do so much editing, but that is totally fine. There was a letter left for me with no name except my name on it.
Oh, perfect.
It says, I don't have a lot of friends, but I have the best ones because I choose quality over quantity. And it has my name on the back. It's an artsy person, obviously, because they're... It's in watercolor.
Kyle.
Has to be Kyle.
Guaranteed.
Although I don't think he has this pretty of writing. It's all handwritten. Maybe it was
probably
Paxton.
Not. Probably Paxton.
Oh my goodness. Anywho, we were saying.
So we went to, where did we go? We went to Comox.
No, we went to Courtney.
We went to Comox, but then we went to Courtney.
I don't know. We were all over the place. I thought we were in Courtney.
Yeah, because Highland Secondary is in Courtney. Okay.
Yes.
So, we went to Courtney for the annual Nerd Festival.
Yes.
2K19.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a t-shirt, which I'm still mad about.
I know. I don't... it wasn't as good as last year's t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, no. But... memorabilia.
Yes.
You know? We had... who did we have? We had... ND Dover. Dover... did Dover go? Dover didn't go.
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yep.
Which one? Oh. Okay, so it was Barsby.
We had Dover Dance and Dover Acting.
Ah. See, that's where I got a little bit mixed up. So we had ND Dance Team.
You're definitely not keeping any of our stuff confidential, are you?
Nope.
Everyone's going to be able to find us now. It's fine.
That's fine. We're getting swatted.
Oh shoot.
Ah.
Not again.
you can probably cut that part out. But anyway, we had like 4-5 schools come with.
Yeah, we did.
And in my opinion, one of them should have been, I guess, not disqualified, but like put on like a shorter leash.
Yeah.
Because we were working for what? 3 months to get ours done.
We started at the very beginning of September and we went all the way through till November.
Nope. So like 2.5.
Yeah. Plus all the time that we had off, but
yeah, so like 2.25.
2 months.
Yeah. But this other school had another block to do it. So they had what? Like 3 hours.
Well, Brandon, most schools have that. Our school is one of the only schools who does it after school.
Ah.
Yeah, so we don't have it as a class because they would rather have a musical production than have this as a class.
All right, fair.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna go on strike though, but
when everyone else has it, but we don't because we choose not to.
We're going on strike.
Okay.
We're gonna do it. No, but I, as you can probably tell, I'm pretty competitive. I guess I get into the mindset of a like a how would you say god-like personality.
You get extremely egotistical. Okay.
Yeah. What it like? It's toned down.
But are you sure about that?
Pardon?
I said, are you sure about that?
Yeah. So, I'm gonna give you a little bit more backstory. So, when I was a kid, I was very into sports, as like probably any other kid was. But
not me. I'm a nerd since the beginning.
Hey, that's a good thing. Now, growing up, I was like, oh yeah, sports is my thing. Perfect. Baseball, basketball, whatever. Actually, baseball was like my best sport. I came like second in the finals of Major League Baseball.
Nice.
I got many trophies that I'm looking at right now, and I'm just ready to throw up. Because as like I was saying before, is my sister and I are both like really into theater, right?
Yeah.
As kids growing up, we would reenact a lot of movies.
Oh, that's so cute.
So, I don't know why, but I'd pretend like I was like Batman.
Oh yes, your favorite.
I'd grab a blanket, and I would just dive off the couch, and I think that's where I think I hit my head too many times, because I kept doing that.
So your personality makes so much more sense now.
Yeah. Because I've had like 20 concussions, so like,
okay,
whatever I say doesn't make any sense.
For everyone who's listening, we like to make fun of Brandon because he's such an oddball, but it's all fun and games, don't worry.
Yeah, a blonde haired kid with a lisp. It's pretty funny.
Your lisp is barely even noticeable. I don't even notice it most of the time.
On most words, you can hear it, and it's painful.
Never paid attention.
Okay, so this is gonna go into D&D for a second, but what did you use for a like a spell in the last session?
Oh, I used many.
Revivify?
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you like hear the little bit? I can't say like the S's without like rolling my tongue.
Never noticed.
Okay. Well,
I'm also quite the oblivious person. I tend to not notice things like that because I myself stumble on my words and I stutter a lot, so it just kind of goes over my head when people have a stutter or a lisp, because it's just normal to me. I don't notice it.
Well, during that, one other player and I were laughing because I couldn't say it. So I was sitting there and I was like, revivify? See, that was like not on purpose. Like that was full on.
Okay. See, I just never picked up on that.
And then he's like, ha! Can't say it. It's like, thanks.
Oh, was that Brody?
Probably.
Of course it was.
Pretty much, yeah. It's funny, because I kept saying
the Hopeless Romantics back at it again.
Oh, yeah. I kept saying it over and over again, and he caught it, and he's like, what are you doing? I was like, don't worry about it. So...
Yes. we're going to continuously talk over each other. Did you want to get back on the other thing, or?
Yes, I'll get back on the other thing. So where was I?
Jumping off of couches, too many concussions. Yeah. That's where you started your whole career of acting.
That's when I started the whole, like, something, I guess something hit me. And like, I guess the floor hit me too many times.
The floor gave you the idea of becoming an actor. I like it.
Yeah. So it wasn't just, like, movies, but it was, like, music as well. Right? So, like, something kind of, like, any kind of music that I listen to, just kind of, like, makes me, like, my brain think more than it usually does.
Yeah.
And I come up with, like, these characters in, like, any situation, and it's, I read them down, but then I know I'm never gonna get a chance to use them until, like, when I started acting in high school.
A lot of creative minds, everyone's got a creative mind in their own way, but a lot of, like, if you're more into, like, the music or the artsy side of it all, kind of that kind of type of creative mind, from what I've learned, they're often better at thinking when they have something to inspire them. And sometimes what we don't realize is that inspiration could just be us listening to a tune in the background, and all of a sudden we're like, huh, I could do this, or maybe I could do this, or hey, that sounds nice, and you don't really notice it until, like, later on you listen to that song again and you're like, oh, that's where that idea came from.
For the longest time I was playing sports.
Which is weird, because you're a soft-handed little baby.
Yeah. I don't know how, but I got baby hands. What?
Big muscles, baby hands.
Yeah. It is pretty funny. But yeah, for the longest time, I just played sports to get, like, fit. And funny enough, elementary school, holy, like... Your boy was...
You can swear.
Your boy was, just a tank. Just a tank. Man tracker? Whew. Couldn't catch me.
Oh, man.
Couldn't catch me because I was too fast. But now...
I wasn't a runner. I had to hide. I've had asthma since the start of it all.
Jesus. So, at that point, you gotta, like, just... hide underneath, like, a table or something. Like, did you play it out? You played it outside, yeah?
Yeah, my school had a forest right beside the field and the school. Now the forest, all the underbrush is actually been taken out.
Jeez.
Because we were having, like, homeless issues in there, and we were having, like, drug addict issues. That was the bigger issue. The homeless people were fine. It was just the druggies and the people who would leave their garbage everywhere, or, sad to say, us teenagers being dumb and leaving all of our crap everywhere.
Yeah.
It was where we played all of our games when I was in elementary school. And it was really funny, because most of the times the only way that I could get away from people is by hiding in prickle bushes, because no one wanted to go into a prickle bush.
That is true.
If I couldn't do that and I had to run, the only thing that got me out of being tagged was I would start wheezing. So they'd all be like, oh my god, are you okay? And I'm like wheezing, and they're like, okay, we'll leave you alone, and they went off and went to go do something else.
Now, see, that's the, like, nice person.
That's how you win a
that's
game.
That's how you win a game. But when I played it, I remember a couple kids, because we couldn't go outside of like school grounds, right? Like they had like fences, yeah. All of that. So because they had like, I can't remember what they're called, but they're EAs, but they're like duties.
Yeah. Oh, it's so weird that in Canada we call, I don't know if anywhere else in the world, but the people that walk around, which were usually EAs or just teachers that didn't have anything to do on their lunch break, we call them duties.
Maybe because they were so shit at doing their jobs. They were just like,
oh.
Yeah, here you go. Nah.
I mean, like, yeah, they...
There were many like good people at my elementary school. But anyway, there were these like, I think 7 of them that were patrolling like the school grounds, and anytime
Whoa,
we played,
7?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
We only had 2 or 1.
Well, I guess we were more unbehaved than you guys.
No, we just never got caught.
All right, fair. Well, considering you guys probably didn't jump on portable roofs and get caught.
Again, we just didn't get caught.
But,
I was never part of the stupidity, but I watched it.
Now see, quickly changing, I was a part of the stupidity for the longest time.
Okay.
Instead of now, where I'm this nerd.
Goody two-shoes.
Yeah, the goody two-shoes now. But there were these like few kids that would never get tagged because they were in the stupidest spots because we couldn't go, right? So they went outside of like the school grounds, and like because we were so close to the high school, they at recess they would run up to the high school and just sit there. You wouldn't be able to find them. Right?
That's not fair.
Exactly, right? But then there were like these two other kids that would jump upon like the basketball nets and just sit in the hoop.
Oh my gosh.
And then there were a couple more that would just sit on top of like a roof on top of the portable. So like,
I don't understand how kids at that age had the strength to get up of those things.
Well, it was so easy, right? Like, when they had, I don't think they have it now, but they had like a, I guess like a step that you could get up on the portable. So like right above the door, I don't know how they made it, but they made like a step, and kids could like grab on top of the roof and then just pull themselves up. Right, because you had this.
Again, how are they that strong?
Oh, it was crazy. They were doing some crazy stuff.
I feel like our generation of kids was definitely full of like rambunctious kids who are oddly strong, even for the skinny noodles out there.
Oh yeah for sure.
It's weird.
But back then, I gotta feel old. But back then, sports was like the big thing at my school. I don't know about for you, but
soccer was our biggest thing.
Soccer
and basketball.
Yeah.
Ooh, and our volleyball team. Our girls' volleyball team was prime before I got on it.
Wow. Yeah, I think basketball and like, do you remember high jump?
Yes.
Everybody wanted.
Yeah, I was really, really good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I was real small, so I just kind of flew.
I can fly.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just kind of like you get a bounce off of the track ground, especially if you were out at the Rotary Bowl track area. It's bouncy, so the moment you get out there, you bounce, you fly. But sadly, in my last year, I got to do the... There were only two of us. So for the, like, the girls or whatever in my school that were doing it. So we didn't actually need to compete to get into, like, the elite or whatever it was.
Oh.
And then our coach didn't coach us how high we would start at in the elite. He told us it would be, like, whatever he set it at. It was higher. I ended up almost, like, breaking myself in half from hitting the bar on my back and falling on it. It hurt. God. And then I got a second try at it. I just hit it again.
Well, that, holy.
That was probably, like,
it's probably really fun, but then at that same time, you almost, like, snapping yourself in half. It's probably, like, where you, yeah, where you said, yeah, nope, done.
Yeah.
Sports? Nah.
I step onto, like, any sort of, like, sports grounds, and I'm like, no, it's it's okay. I'm okay.
Feeling a little
really...
sick today. I can't.
Oh, it's, like, kind of really hot out. I don't think I might get sunstroke. I've got dark hair.
My mom says I can't participate in any school event anymore. I gotta go home.
The only athletic thing that I really got into was dance. I did jazz and tap for, I think, 3 years. 2 years tap and 3 years jazz.
Jeez.
It wasn't like competitions and all that stuff. I'm not a competitive person. That's another reason I don't do sports. I'm not competitive in that aspect.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm competitive in is, like, how much knowledge I know. It's like, if I know a whole bunch of things and someone tries to, like, contradict the thing that is, like, true per se, or like the thing that has been, like, studied by schools, and, like, they're like, yeah, no, like, doctors say that this is what it is, and someone says something else, I'm like, hold on. That's where my competitive side comes in. I'm okay to try and prove my point.
Yeah, see, now I hit a barrier at that point. I'm kind of an idiot, you know. on certain things.
No, you're not an idiot. You're just a selective learner.
Yeah. We'll go with that. but it was basketball, high jump, and I think, like, soccer, that were, like, the three, like, biggest things in elementary school. So everybody was competitive. Everybody wanted to be the best, but at one point, I don't know what it was, but at one point I just kind of said, fuck it. Like, I had enough of sports, and I remember going up to my mom, actually, and I went, hey, I think I'm done with sports now. At that point, I had another, like, two concussions.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's not...
I also did rugby in grade 8 and then got another concussion. So, like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was done. I was done by grade 8.
I definitely, like, have hit my head multiple different times, to the point that, looking back on it, I'm sure I got over 20 concussions. Like, I roughhoused with the guys all the time in elementary school, and they weren't afraid to tackle you down to the pavement. So, you know, like, your head is hitting pavement all the time, or, like, hard rock ground, because we live on an island. and most of our ground is rock.
Not great rock so, either.
So, yeah, I think that's another thing that probably stopped me from being interested in too many sports. The only sport other than dance that I got into was actually wrestling in my grade 7-8 years, I think. I don't know. No, actually, they had it at Dover. And they had a wrestling group, and they were teaching how to wrestle, but not like that stupid, like on TV.
Oh, WWE.
WWE, whatever.
the stage fighting.
Oh, okay. Have you ever watched that and just been, if you've ever heard someone be like, no, that's real fighting? No. Okay, wrestling, there are rules. One, if you have nails as a girl, you better be chopping those nails off, because that is not okay.
I think.
Two.
Sorry, I kind of interrupted you. Go on.
No, it's okay. Continue. Okay. The biggest thing is that in, like, on TV, they're never wearing, like, protective gear except, like, a mouth guard, maybe?
Yeah.
And, in actual wrestling, they always laugh about this because they're in, like, that leotard or whatever it is. And their headgear, and it looks really funny. But it allows them to use, like, their full body to be able to, like, do things. And we have the headgear so we don't get concussions when we fall on our head.
Yeah.
Because people will flip you over their shoulder and you're on the ground. I know how to take someone and put them over my shoulder on the ground because of that. And I know how to do it safely, too. So, like, the only thing is that I get a lot of guys, usually, who they hear that I wrestled, and they're like, oh, yeah, you and I should wrestle. I'm like, well, no, you're not my body weight or my height.
Yeah, I can't wrestle. Dude could be like 300 pounds, and you'd be like, nah. Nope.
like you have to be in my weight category, or I can't wrestle you, because it's just completely unfair, because wrestling has to do with weight. All you're using is your body weight to, like, push someone over you. That's it. And to push someone out of a circle. Mm-hmm. Which was why, as a not so skinny itty bitty woman, I had a little bit of body weight on me at the time, more than I had now. I was kind of getting close to the chubbier side, but that's okay.
So that's...
We love them chubby boys.
Shout out.
We love them. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
Homies. But I like. But it made it so much easier to wrestle people.
Yeah.
Because all the other girls were these skinny little twigs. And I was like, oh, you're going just down, like, today.
Breaking somebody in half and just be like, yeah!
Well, it was more like, all you had to do was get them on their back for 3 seconds or 5 seconds or whatever, or push them out of the circle.
Fair. Yeah.
Easy.
An idiot!
I'll cut that part out too.
Idiot!
Idiot.
Yeah, no, I think I've never heard of anybody who thought that WWE was real.
Oh,
like, cause you're watching, like, not only men in like tights, but you're watching the woman as as well. Like,
and they're in, like, bras and
stuff.
Yeah,
and they're in, like, bras and stuff, and you're like, What the hell? But, like, as a kid, you're like, no way! Like, somebody gets like choke slammed through the ring. Like, you don't see that as a kid every day.
Well, also, all of that kind of stuff is all an act. Most of the stuff, like, they have it so that you have certain things that you can do. And they do it in a way so they don't actually hurt.
Yeah, and they take like many months to like
I'm going to, every time that someone goes by and has a revving engine, I'm going to make sure that I say something so that I know to cut that part out.
I think they they do the stunts for like months on end before like actual shows, right? So like they have months to prepare all of this for like people's enjoyment, right? Like they get paid like big bucks to put themselves in like pain.
Well, it's like if someone ever looked at me and was like, WWE is real wrestling, I'll have to ask them if they've watched any of the Olympics.
Yeah. Just slap them across the face.
No, you gotta go for the back of the head and you gotta say, Idiot!
Yeah, that's one of the best things from...
Oh, best scene from Ichabod Crane. Also, for anyone out there who watches WWE Wrestling and we've gotten any of this stuff wrong, don't be afraid to correct us. It's totally fine. We're just spouting out nonsense.
Get a five-year-old phoning you up being like, hey, this all is real. You wrong, lady.
Get someone in like their 60s being like, how dare you?
How dare you teach my grandkid the wrong thing?
Sorry, sir, I was rambling.
Yeah. On the acting aspect though.
Back to acting.
I have such like a diverse set of like characters in my head. It could be like an old man, then it could go to like this 5-year-old, and it's so diverse, but it's
probably gonna sound weird, but you'd play an old man very well.
Oh, thank you. I do look like an old man right now, so it's pretty fair.
Well, a little bit.
The beard throws everybody off.
I know. Everyone sees you and they're like, he must be in his like 20s. And it's like, no, nope. Haven't even hit 20s yet.
No, but any one of like our friends that we've got to know pretty well, I've grown like a pretty hefty beard around them, and then one day I just automatically like shave it off.
That was interesting.
I've never ever in like years have shaved my beard, so when it gets to like a full beard I just keep letting it go. But then one time I like shaved it, I think it was during Nerd as well. I think one time I shaved it, everybody was like, what the hell?
Wasn't it just a little while ago that you
I also shaved it a little while ago. But it keeps coming back.
How's it?
Yeah, it's my Viking gene. So I'm...
You know what? You're lucky. You're so lucky, because I know many, many men out there who get the neck beards, and I feel so sorry for them, because I know that some of them just...
Because
some of them really want beards.
Yeah, and then some of them can't grow it, and I feel lucky, because I got that gene.
Oh.
But it's not just that, I'm also like Scottish, Irish, Dutch...
Oh yeah, if I was like a man, Poland? I would be extremely hairy.
Oh, it sucks.
Because all of my background is Irish and a little bit of Scottish. Mostly Viking.
Irish
though.
Does a lot.
Oh yeah, I've been there. Most of the men there that I saw where I went had beards. It was honestly kind of weird seeing so many non-baby-faced men.
And I think, like, I have a relative that is, like, Scottish, and he's, like, full-blown, like red, like, red hair. He's got like, a red beard, like, red hair. He reminds me of Fat Bastard, almost, but not, like, 700 pounds. No.
Yeah. See, I'm a fake. I'm fake redhead. It's not even... Now that it's kind of faded out and I haven't gotten it colored for so long, it definitely looks more orangey, like, natural red. I've had multiple different people ask me if I'm a redhead, and I'm like, can you not see the roots coming in? They're definitely brown.
Yeah. Back onto acting, because we're getting sidetracked a lot.
Yes.
I talked to my mother after, like, I gave up on sports. It was, like, my last year of baseball, as well as doing, like, rugby. And I, like, it was halfway through, I guess, the baseball season. Or no, it was, hold on. It was soccer. Halfway through the soccer season, because baseball ended. Halfway through, I got, like, two concussions. Like, back-to-back, actually. One of them was from rugby practice, because got paired up with a guy who was, like, 200 pounds, like, bigger than me. And I was only, like, this, like...
Oh, yeah.
100 and, like, 80-pound kid. And I got paired up with, like, some guy who was, like, 6'5". And he was, like, 250. And I was like, oh, what? So then he basically laid me out on the ground, and I hit my head so hard that I couldn't go to school for, like, a week.
Ooh. Yeah. Everything hurts. You're just like, oh, is that light? Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
And then a week, like, literally after that week, I went back to school, and it was raining one day. And I ended up falling and hitting the other side of my head. And I got another concussion.
Oh, jeez.
Because it was that bad.
You're starting to sound like Shelby.
Nah.
Yeah, I've had a few incidences where I've, like, been against someone who's, like, 10 times my weight and height, and grade 10 was the last year that I had to do gym, and I had an all-girls class, but at the same time, we did a lot of stuff with the co-ed classes, just because we're in the gym at the same time, which is actually where I met Matthew. Ooh. And I, in my grade 9 year, though, and my grade 10 year, it was so funny, because our teacher wanted to do wrestling for us girls, and so we did, and she got one of the grade 12s, who was a wrestler, to show us how, and he, I believe his name was Riley, real big dude, like, just real tall, real big, and I remember, because he was just, like, flipping people over, right? He just, like, kept flipping them over and, like, putting them on the ground. Well, I put up a little bit of a fight, and then he flipped me over, and I went from a good amount off of the ground, hit the, we had the wrestling mats and everything, hit the wrestling mat, and heard a crack.
Jesus.
It was my shoulder. He stopped, hands off, looked at me, realized I wasn't moving or saying anything, and I seemed, like, out of breath. And he heard the crack, and he's like, oh my god. He thought he dislocated my shoulder.
Jesus.
Luckily, I didn't. I just really badly hurt it. But he was like, he's like, do you need someone to carry you? Like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine, okay. I definitely like laid there half laughing, half crying for a good solid minute, and then like sat up, and I was like, I think I'm gonna go get ice.
I think I'm done.
My teacher just looked at me like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm gonna go get ice now.
That's crazy.
But I mean, like, don't put me up against people that are twice my size.
Yeah. Luckily, we didn't have to do gym after that. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, Matthew chose to do gym up until grade 12. Why would you do that to yourself?
I mean, some people like it. It's competitive, right? So.
Ugh. Nope. Hear me wheezing
I
down the track.
I actually got a story about actually dislocating my shoulder.
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, you weren't there. Because it was around this time, actually. Or no, it was back in... Hold on. Oh. It was like March. During the production of Fall of That Rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wait, I was there for... Okay. You guys never noticed me, but I was there constantly watching you guys.
You were
doing
there.
Doing your practices. I was also there during some of your guys' just like... You guys would be sitting in a circle talking about your plans, and I'd poke my head in because I was right next door. And constantly having to like check in with Spence because Miss Oldham had to like move half of her stuff. So I was like, I'll just go back and forth constantly, making sure that all the plans were set up. You're welcome.
Oh,
I cleaned out that room for you guys.
Very appreciated.
And then you made a mess of it, and Miss
that wasn't Miss our
Oldham
fault.
Got
was,
really mad, but it's fine.
We were in a rush.
I mean. You guys had time to clean up after.
Yeah, but... It's okay.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so,
you dislocated your shoulder. How?
It was funny because I worked a lot during the production, right? Like...
Yes, I heard that was something that happened.
It was crazy. Because going from, like, my personal work to school to, like... helping my parents out, like, move things. I guess somewhere in between, I hurt my shoulder a bit. And then at this point, it was one of the classes before our theater course, our musical theater. And I was putting the couch back that they have, right? The green couch. I lifted it, and I heard a pop. So my shoulder was disconnected from where. Yeah.
The socket. Yeah.
Right. So I was walking around with this like hanging arm.
Hanging arm.
And one of the guys that were in it, he was like, "Okay, we'll just pop it back." Have you heard? You haven't heard the story, have you? Oh, okay. So we were in Miss Winchell's classroom, and it was open because she was down in the gym, and we were using it to do our scene with a couple other people. And I dislocated it, and then we were gonna pop it back in place, but we didn't know how. So there's two ways we could have popped it back in. And the one way that we picked was the wrong way. I could have actually broke, like, my arm.
Yeah, you could have.
And it was funny because we were gonna do that. But then it was, like, at the end of the day. And I had to wait, like, an hour before I could actually go to the hospital and get it, like, reconnected. There were many people that knew how to, like... readjust the shoulder.
Mm-hmm, no, you never trust anyone who looks at you and says.
Well, there was one, and I don't know if you can tell by the sound of it, but she was like, "Yeah, I'll just fucking do it. Like, I'll just pop it back."
Oh my god!
Because she knew how to. Like, she's done it like multiple times, right?
I no, never, unless they have like a medical degree, don't let them do it. Unless they can stand there, show you a first aid certificate, not level one, but level two.
But don't let them touch it. At that point, we were just like, we gotta fucking pop it back in. But I was like, oh, like, fuck it. I'll wait. And it was in. Oh, I was in pain. We didn't have.
Did you
we didn't
it?
Have anything, right? There was just this stupid, like.
Yes, you do. You have a shirt.
Well, yeah, but then I ended up going to the office, and they slinged it with like this wrap that didn't last that long. It lasted like half an hour.
Oh, I wish I was there. I would have done it properly for you guys.
But that's my story. That was funny. It was funny at the time, and then I come back the next day with an actual sling, and it. Yeah. So, I'm known for a lot of things at that school, and that's one of them because that's like the joke of that room.
No. I think the only thing that I'm known by is just the fact that, like, a lot of teachers really like me, and so do the admin. I have no idea why. Probably because I'm nice to them. But I have also gone out of my way to call teachers out on being disrespectful to students. So, like, I'm amazed. It's like one of our new teachers, one of the new English teachers that I won't go naming names. But she had made a comment about our friend Paxton, and I was like, oh, no, 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 you can't get away with that. That's not funny. So I asked her if I could talk to her after. It's like a parent being like,
talk to you right after this.
It's terrifying. So I pulled one of those. And she like seemed like super calm, and she's just like, oh yes, like what can I help you with? And I was like, you can't do that. And she was just like, what do you mean? It was a joke. And I was like, no one was laughing. Obviously it wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't funny. And she's like, went on about like her like working in schools like way worse than ours, and on and on and on, and pretty much making it sound as though she was justifying herself. And I was like, no. So finally I slowly moved myself out of the room and just waved at her, and I was like, okay, bye.
Jeez.
And like walked away. But I mean, she never made a comment like that about students ever again, so it must have done something. She was probably scared out of her bejeebers that I would go talk to the admin about.
Many teachers at that school are...
Which I wouldn't have.
They come with a price, you know? They come with, like, the full package of just hatred and bullshit. Right.
Well, I mean, we had a... English socials teacher for how many years?
Oh.
Was she there for?
Like 30, 40 years.
Interesting. Well, her grandchild was at the school, looked at me, and said, yeah, we've been trying to get her to retire for multiple years now. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that child got like
Jesus.
Kicked out too. Yeah, oh yeah. It was interesting kid, but it was okay.
The one teacher I can say that has been a big part of my life is our theater teacher. He's not just our teacher, but he's like a second dad. He's like a second father.
Oh yeah.
Because he just brings out like the best in everybody. And it's wonderful. Because I think it was before the break. I gave him like this big hug, and I was like, holy, like, I'm gonna see you in 2 weeks. And then yeah.
No. Well, yeah, I knew I wasn't gonna go for that last Friday, because we had like our the Native games that we host and stuff. And I didn't feel like going to school just to be interrupted by that. So I was leaving. I actually left early because I looked at my teacher and I was like, hey, is it okay if I leave early? And I asked my lovely parental as well, and they were both kind of like, yeah, whatever, go for it. I was like, okay, later. Bye, see you after 2 weeks. And as I was heading down the stairs, I saw our theater teacher, and I ran down and I was like, wait. And I like gave him a hug. I was like, I'll see you in 2 weeks, okay? I'm not gonna be here tomorrow, so this is my goodbye. And he was like, okay, you have a lovely spring break, okay? I'm gonna miss you.
Makes it like, dear, oh. Right?
Oh, yeah. And,
yeah.
But that was the last time.
During when we did the Nerdfest performance at the school.
Oh.
I can't remember what he said, but I did something for my part, and he's like, you do this and I'll give you a hug. And I was like, all right. He's like, I think that's what it was. I can't remember what it was.
I feel like he just really wanted to
see it was pretty, I think it was pretty much along the lines of like, do something to make her like be like, what the hell? And like, I just remember being on this like this high. Same with like Follow That Rabbit. We were on this high. Like, actors get this high, right? Like they're like on this peak.
It's legitimately the best. An anxiety
like
high.
It may like it's the worst, but at the it's same the time worst. It's the best because the amount of like trust that went into Follow That Rabbit was wonderful.
Well, I mean, like, moments before the play, you looked over at me, or like, no, it was like weeks before we did the play at the school, you looked at me and you said,
yeah,
hey, I had a plan.
I had this plan. I've been planning it for months because we were like, I wanted to do it, right? And of course, around this time, we couldn't have that many people because of like COVID, right? Like, COVID thing was just starting the minute that we like did.
Yeah, it was like just being heard about in China and like the like East Asia kind of area.
Yeah, so many parents didn't show up because of that. And I remember I was gonna get like tickets for like my parents and whatnot, and then this happened and I was like, okay, well, you just stay home. I was like, yeah, just stay home. I'll get some pictures and whatnot for you. Don't worry.
Mine came came and sat at the back. I was like, what are you... There's like front row seats open. Why aren't you getting those? And they're like, no, we're fine back here. Antisocial. They like to say that.
But,
oh my god.
That night, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And like, it was a plan for months while the talk was happening that we were gonna do it. And I was like, I was planning it. I went home, like, wrote out a bunch of things, planned it, like, full send. And then that's why I, like, barely performed, like, at practice, because I needed to, like, wait for the right moment.
Well, I mean, like, I remember you telling me that, and my first reaction was like, well, did you ask our teacher?
Yeah, I remember asking him, and he was like, just don't. I think he said he's like, just don't look for a reaction. He's like, don't look for a reaction.
Response. Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Oh.
So I kind of.
Everyone really.
It was out of nowhere, right? Like. For such like a group of people, and the characters, they were all serious except for like three or four, right? And like it was split up between serious like it was in this like category. It was serious, like stupid, like funny, and then like serious at the end. Right, and I happen to be in the like stupid like category with that character, because nobody knew it was gonna happen, right? And same with a few other ones, like back to back, like just stupid like people going for an interview, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I think in all honesty, as much as I loved, like, interviewer number one I was gonna say, she only got one, like, real good one. I got all of the real, like, dumb, like, real, like,
somebody
just,
falling asleep,
oh my gosh,
on your table. Pretty funny.
I had, well, like, because first one comes in, and it's
Kim Bar L.
Kimber L. So AKA
with an
Kimberly.
E.
So it already like started out whack. It was like all of a sudden like this girl goes from like professional to, which by the way, she played this very well. I don't care what anyone says, she played this character very well, and I'm proud of her for it. As much as I dislike the person who played it, she did it very well. Going from serious to taking off her jacket, throwing it away, having the producer come in, and just having me dumbfounded. The entire time, all I could think of was, act like this is the first time you've ever experienced this. And I just was like dumbfounded, like, what is happening? And then I had, who did I have next?
Yeah,
I think I had Brett.
I think you had Brett
did
next.
I have Brett next? And he was, I'm so glad that our actor pulled off that
Brooklyn.
What even accent was it? Was it
Brooklyn accent?
Like Brooklyn. Oh my gosh.
Or Boston. It was like Boston. Like Brooklyn.
Walking in. Yeah. No. Merman. The man
scent.
One with the fit with the tail. It's
like so bold, don't do this thing.
Bicep emoji. I think he said eggplant emoji.
He made
in our last.
Yeah, he did.
He went full out for that one. I think he said bicep emoji, fist bump emoji, eggplant emoji,
Yeah.
And then Merman.
But yeah. You had what?
And then I had so many. Oh. And then I had you. And then I had you.
The tummy brummer.
The tummy bummer.
I okay. So at the time I was having like some heart problems and it was so stupid. Like my heart was just failing.
No.
So I like when I went on I was trying to hype myself up and I was like I was like I was breathing really heavily. And then it went on. And then of course the lights come up and I was like, ah! And I had to kind of go for it at that point. And then
what was it? The chair wasn't placed in the right way. So as one of the other scenes was going on, you snuck out and made the chair the right way. And all I could think was, you should have just let me do it. I would have done it.
Well, yeah, but I was getting yelled at. It would have been, okay. Been more normal,
but you came out on stage.
No, it was okay.
I know, it was so stupid. I was like, everyone who was backstage saying, move the chair. I looked at all of them and I was shaking my head like, no, please don't do it.
Okay, so we had enough.
Just wait, let me do it.
Like, darkness so that they didn't see me come out. So it was fine. Well, that's fine.
It happened. Saw you.
It wasn't a stupid idea. I did it because it was like, it's funny. It's funny. But I
I think
I did the scene.
You were saying?
And I remember falling on the ground like dying because I couldn't breathe. Oh my God. So I had to step out into the hallway and actually, like, sit down for a second.
Oh, you... Okay, to give everyone an idea of what happened, his character was a tummy drummer.
I also known ate as tummy a drummer. Lot to prepare for that role.
I know you did, because you stuck out that tummy very well. He pretty much came Sweet in and Tom. Did like the whole like he was like slapping his stomach to the sound of like or like what he thought was the theme song for Wipeout.
Okay, so there was a song Wipeout. Actually called Wipeout by the Beach Boys, and that was like the original thing, but then we were like, okay, is it the Wipeout song or is it that one?
It made it so much funnier that it was Wipeout from dun, dun, like our childhood dun, dun, Wipeout with the dun, 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 with the like yeah. the big red balls that you
like
jump
for the
on
longest time that was like the picture the right, but then it was a song by the Beach Boys. And it was like,
yeah.
Oh, it makes so much more sense. Yeah.
It's like, that's why he did Sweeney Todd right after. Okay. It was really weird hearing you go from, like, Wipeout, the theme song, to Sweeney Todd. So I didn't actually know that it was the song from the Beach Boys. So now knowing that was the original one, it's like, oh,
yeah,
this makes so much more sense. But he ended up coming out and started slapping his stomach and then turns over to me, hops on my table, slaps down on his stomach, slaps the table, comes over to me,
and
slaps my back,
up
slaps
to the
my
front
head.
And said that was Wipeout.
Oh.
And then I think I jumped on the table again, didn't
beautiful.
I? For Sweeney Todd.
Yes, you jumped on the table, and
too,
I had to
I'm
hold the table
fat.
Down. Because it's because those tables can't handle
can't
someone jumping on the very edge of it, and nothing being
they can't
on the other
pounds.
Side. No, it's just the fact that you jumped,
I jumped
on
the in
edge
the middle.
And expected it not to flip.
My ass is just that fat.
No, you jumped on the edge.
Well, I was aiming for the middle.
No, you jumped on the edge.
I did not know.
You didn't hit the middle, that's for sure.
But yeah, to have students that you can like trust so much into, like, I guess creating their like over the top like character, like that one, like I mentally prepared for that role, but then I also physically prepared for that role because I landed that role because I eat so much. It really did
fit you though. You eat so much, but yet you don't gain weight from eating. You gain weight from gaining muscle because you eat as much as you gain. Which,
7 meals a day.
Gosh darn revving.
But during that time and Nerdfest, I believe combined, I had like over 10,000 calories in like burgers and fucking like just fast food. Yeah.
Please tell me you worked out so hard.
It's like Christian Bale going to his character in Vice. Like the really fat dude. Like that was me by the end of Nerdfest.
It's like all the people that have ever played like Joker in Joker's true form. Like Phoenix and all of them.
It was so skinny.
And yeah, well, because like so they had to like downsize.
He was anorexic.
Well, what was the other guy? Like, Kate, so there's the most recent, and then there's the older version of Joker that was really well done, that the guy practically was going insane himself.
Yeah. Rest in peace, my guy.
The two of them... Yes. The two of them got so skinny for their roles. Same with, someone else had to get really skinny for like a cowboy or whatever role or something, and some of the actors, they go through just to be
they do a full body transformation.
I mean, like last year's Nerdfest, the one that we did at VIU, to get into the idea of being some sort of like exterminator. I wouldn't stop wearing jeans, my boots, and like t-shirts with band stuff on them.
I was
like,
gonna say
t-shirts.
Like over the hedge,
that
the Verminator.
Because I had to get in the mindset. I had to get in such a mindset for that.
Yeah, I miss everybody, but then I also miss him the most because he did bring that like dad figure, and it was so like heartwarming to know that he's got like that level of trust in to, like, basically not go over the top with like our characters. And
well, that also means that he not only trusted you, he trusted me to be able to carry out my character okay without having a complete, like, laughing fit in the middle of all of it. Which is really heartwarming, because I didn't know he had that much, like, trust in me that I wouldn't break character. Because that was hard. That was so hard not to break
character.
I
couldn't even see. Because the lights were so bright.
Or yelling at Ainsley. Getting mad at Ainsley was so hard. Because her and I have had so many troubles with it. Just without laughing. Because we can't get seriously mad at each other. We start laughing. So I just had to like pull out every single like bad emotion. And I was like, just get mad with all of these emotions.
Oh, but this year's was supposed to be like the prime, because we had grade nines, grade ten, or we had one grade nine, like grade tens, grades 11s, and then grade 12s, right? So we had a whole bunch of people that like knew what they were doing when they got in there. They landed the roles that they wanted. Not to sound like a cocky prick here, mm-hmm. but I got three small characters
that, awesome.
That were holy crap, so diverse.
Well, I mean, all of the just from the little bits that I stayed around and watched. The people who got the roles that they got fit them. And I'm so happy that, because I remember you guys talking about doing your book, and I looked at, because your guys' stage director again is Ainsley, right? I remember looking at Ainsley and being like, you're not going to give all the grade 12s the roles, right? And she looked me dead in the eye and said, no, we will not. And I was like, thank God. Because the people that got those
the bigger roles,
oh my goodness,
like they deserve that
yes,
holy
I'm
shit,
so proud of them.
They really deserve that. They went above and beyond to land like the lead roles. Like they're in every scene. Like that's crazy.
I'm really proud of them. I remember when the main female, when she was, before she went in for her, like, interview kind of thing to get the role, she stopped and she looked at me. This was, like, a week or two before, and she's like, I don't know, should I do it, Sierra? And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, should I go for, like, the big role? I don't really think I'll get it. And I was like, do it. You
yeah,
can
nobody
get
else
it.
Was
There's
going
nothing
for it.
Stopping you from getting that role. I never thought that I was going to get interviewer number two, a main role. I didn't think I'd get it, but I did.
He plans it, like
so. Like
he plans it all. Him and Ainsley planned the entire thing, like the way he did this last year with the musical theater as well. He basically told us all to line up against the wall, and he looked at us and he was like, okay, perfect. Like because he chose the characters, right? So he's like, that's his way of picking them, right? Like when he called like a couple of us up, the people that were in the musical theater class last year like already knew what he was doing, because that's his way of looking at you, not just as an actor but as your characters, right? So like he was switching around people and he was like, okay, you go here, you go there, and like a couple of them were like, holy shit, we're like, I'm shitting my pants.
Well, like, how many of you guys have had experiences and emotional moments that are just like your character in some way?
Probably not, like, many.
Like,
oh,
as in, how can you relate to your character?
Every.
Or your three characters. Our theater teacher, whether we like it or not, pays attention and listens to what's going on in our lives and knows what we're like and the like where we are in our lives, and he knows what to place us as. He doesn't have to.
Well, yeah, but reading
read
reading
lines
those lines when we were doing them in the circle, he was like, okay, you pick this character, okay, like read the lines, and then I think a couple times he was like, okay, read it again, like we're gonna keep reading until like mm-hmm. we find it. Yeah,
until it sounds the way that he's thinking of. Yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't want to cut this short.
Oh, yeah.
We have hit over the 80-minute mark. So I am going to slowly bring us out into our exit here. I like to say a little thing. So if you'll let me do that, and we'll end this here with our beautiful theater teacher being just incredible, and
yeah, but as of June 1st, we can go back right for now. one day a week
one day out of the week. Well, it's 20% of us will be going at some point in the week from Monday to Friday, so they won't have everyone in your class there during the day that you're there.
No.
So they might not be continuing the
theme. I think I'll just have to come back next year.
No.
Oh, of course.
And ruin the poor grade 12s of that.
In a good way. Teach them. Aww. Teach them the ways.
I feel bad for them. Teach them. What if the few of us, who was it? Myself, you, and someone else, who were part of the, and Riley, that's who it was, I think, who were talking about this, but the three of us should just go back and just pretty much do a, what's his name? The guy who came and sang for
my boy Josh.
For our teacher.
Josh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely, like, figure out something.
We gotta be like
that. I think we're getting phone calls from him soon. And we'll definitely bring up that, like, idea.
No.
Because I would love to go back. Yeah.
Pitch my name in there, because...
Yeah.
He doesn't hear
I would
about
love
me
to go
or
back
from
with,
me that
with
much.
You guys
pitch
and
my
be
name
like,
there.
Okay, this is the ropes. Like, show him the ropes and be proud of the next generation that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
But thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
It's been a lot of laughs.
Thank you for being
we
on.
Got sidetracked a lot, but we ended off on a good note.
That's totally fine. Yes, we did. Okay. And I'll go into my outro and